fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, yoga.
Welcome to What the Fuck Yoga Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Anna.
And I'm your other host, Katie.
Welcome to our first episode.
Today is just a little intro about who we are, what we're doing, and then we'll get into the meat of stuff on our next episode.
Yeah, why we're doing it, all that good stuff.
Hope you're not a vegan, because we talk meat. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can be, though.
Yeah, a lot of our friends are vegan. Anyway.
So basically, we're going to be your tour guides through all the shit that you were supposed to learn in yoga teacher training.
Or if you're new to yoga and you're not really sure what that even means, this is going to be your crash course.
Yeah. So we're excited.
Yeah. We can't wait. We've been planning this for a long time for you guys.
A couple months. So we're really excited to finally
get it done.
Get it done. Get it over with. No, just kidding. Just get started with it. So we're just going to start by telling you a little bit about who we are. So Katie.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
What if I'm not?
Too bad.
Okay.
Because I'm not ready, so you're going first.
I guess I'm ready.
So how did you find yoga? How did yoga come into your life?
I found yoga because I have an autoimmune disorder and I was going through some serious physical pain, probably like in the end of college, but it wasn't for a few years that I had a doctor who was like, you've got to stop trying to walk or run or do all these things, go try yoga. And I was like, I'm not going to sit on a floor and stretch. And he's like, just try it. So I went, and it was crazy intense.
Where did you go? Where was your first class?
I went to Yoga Works in Barrington. It doesn't exist anymore.
Is that where Nirvana used to be?
No.
Or not, above. It was, above something, right? Mm-hmm. It was, a second floor studio, and you could, see the train tracks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It was really cool. It was a beautiful studio.
Yes, I remember that place.
And I had a teacher there, and it was, a snowy night, and I showed up, and I was the only one there. And she was like, we're going to do frog pose. And I was like, I've never done that before.
Everyone's favorite pose.
I ended up crying I was there for 3 minutes and it felt like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I was just crying. And she's like, no, you can't get out of this pose. You have to hold it. And I was like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I do.
That's awesome.
And so then after that, I just kept getting more and more into yoga and definitely started out physical, and then I started to kind of fall into the more, all the other stuff that goes along with it and lifestyle, and here I am.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you, Anna?
Oh, God. That's a great question. I guess I kind of started, not backwards, but more with the spiritual stuff. So I had this aunt, Rebecca Moravec, and she was awesome. So I grew up with a psychic in the family, which was super, super fun. So that's what she did for a living. She would, was really big on animal communication, and she would clear houses of unwanted ghosts or spirits, whether or not you believe all that. She had some crazy stories. So, me and her had a really, really deep connection. So I did a lot of her workshops. So it started with literally anything you can think of, I did it. So I did crystal workshops and pendulum workshops and meditation courses and the animal communication classes. And oh my God, what else did she offer? She had one year long workshop called Sacred Journeys. We did all sorts of crazy shit. But, so basically I started with all that stuff and then yoga kind of found its way in. Obviously I was going to find yoga with all that other crazy shit. So I started practicing actually not with my aunt, which is kind of funny, but with my mom in high school. I would go once a week to this studio in Crystal Lake called, I'm not going to remember the name of the studio, Kalitria or something like that. But it was an Iyengar based studio.
Is it still there?
They moved locations, but I don't know where, but it's somewhere in Crystal Lake still. Yeah. So it was a really, slow alignment heavy class. And I would just go every Wednesday night with my mom and it felt really good. And funny enough, that's the only thing that I stuck with, out of all the other shit that I studied with my aunt, I don't remember. Well, I remember it, but I don't really practice it. But yoga stuck. And then in college, I found vinyasa, which just like clicked for me. And then I started like practicing daily, and that led to teacher training and all that. But yeah, that's kind of how I found yoga.
Cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We met. I'll tell the romantic story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We both went on an aerial yoga teacher training retreat in Costa Rica and with Wild Roots Yoga.
Woo.
Woo.
Shout out.
And we were paired as roommates by our apparently future reading hostess. And we became like best friends, like waking up in the morning going, good morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
Holding hands and being gross and cute. And it was really fun.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't have been a better roommate match.
Yes.
For real.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that was really recently. That was this past February.
Yes.
Which was like 6 months ago.
That's it? No.
I think we just talked about this. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. 8 months ago.
We math, too.
Yeah.
We math
so hard.
We math in calendar like you wouldn't believe.
So we met 8 months ago.
And we've loved each other ever since. Cute.
Yeah, but Katie texted me back in August and was like, hey, I have this great idea. And I think you should join me. And then she told me about the podcast. And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Duh.
I'm in. So here we are.
And we're bringing it to you.
That's right.
We felt like we've both talked about how sometimes we're like, you know, people talk to us about yoga philosophy and we're like, oh, I feel like I should remember this. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Panic.
And then you just do that like, oh, yeah. Deskashar. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally. Love that guy. And then, you know, it's not even what you're thinking about. So we decided that we needed to kind of get back into it, look at our old materials. And while we were thinking about that, it was like, well, wouldn't this be awesome if we could just listen to it in the car
right.
and not have to break out a ton of books and sit down? Mm-hmm. So that didn't exist. So
we're still breaking out a ton of books.
We're doing all the work for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So you don't have to break out the books.
Right.
Or the internet.
Or the interwebs.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and it just, sorry, I'm going to, like, backtrack a little bit.
No, backtrack
with. I just feel like in teacher training, and you might feel differently, because I did a one-month intensive, and you did, like, a 9-month,
yes.
Every weekend you meet up?
Every, like, one or two
okay.
weekends a month.
Okay, cool. So, I'm sure you feel the same way, but it just felt like everything was just, like, thrown at me.
Yep.
Like word vomit, and I was like,
yep.
And then, like, maybe a couple things stuck in my brain.
And,
you know,
that, like, every class, the instructor would say, so here's this bit of philosophy,
mm-hmm.
but that's not even breaking the surface.
Right.
And, like, that was just, like, her disclaimer over everything. Because there's so
yeah.
much out there that you can't in one program, in
right.
a 200-hour teacher training, get through that all.
Right.
So we also kind of wanted to get a little more information and be able to pass that on to you so that you can kind of
totally
see a little more of the iceberg.
I see what you did there.
We pulled tarot cards before the show.
We were
and,
procrastinating.
We were preparing.
Preparing.
Procrastinating.
Yeah. And I pulled iceberg.
Not iceberg lettuce.
No.
Like
iceberg that took down the Titanic.
Yeah, except it was alluding to the Titanic
yes.
without saying it, because apparently Titanic is copyrighted or something.
Oh,
they were
probably.
Like, maybe you've heard of a big ship. It's not copyrighted. Okay.
Anyways.
Our mission is to educate you while you're in the car, on the way to the studio, or even on the way to a Tinder date.
Or just like cleaning your kitchen and listening.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's when I listen to podcasts, is when I'm cleaning my kitchen.
Yeah. I've got to get to the back
yeah.
of the fridge.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
I'll put on some podcasts for that. We're trying to deliver you enough information that it doesn't feel too deep and overwhelming, but it's not too shallow either.
Right. Yeah. And just, you know, disclaimer here. Are we experts?
No!
But we do our best.
We're doing our best to give you accurate info. There's so many different sources and so much conflicting information out there that we're just trying to present to you as much as we can find.
Yeah.
And just kind of discussing our feelings on it and letting you make your own belief system, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whatever resonates with you.
Right. Take it or leave it.
Right, exactly. And if you feel like, you know, we presented something wrong or inaccurately, feel free to email us at WTFYogaPodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And also check out our website at WTFYogaPodcast.com.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. And Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Because we're going to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
All the social media sites.
Except for
Twitter and YouTube. And
okay, you know what? We're going to be on a nice, gentle sampling
yes.
of social media sites. And we're going to leave you now so that we can record our next episode on the history of yoga. See
Woo!
You on the other side.
Okay, bye.
Bye.